court of forgetting. The awkward gated, the underripe, jacked up over Jersey teenage boys spill onto the court, a slab of desert beaten in the yard of this way station at the edge of the reservation. The air guitar player, the air baller, half-court rim clanger, the pimple-plagued conjurer of nipples, the Bible-thumping believer that lingerie carries the meadow set of angels. They're talking trash, snatching loose balls, laying them softly off the plywood. The one who lobs piss from the overpass, one who siphons gasoline, huffs hours crumpled in woodsheds in warm oblivion. They're perfecting crotch grab and spit and got a mean pick and roll going on. The one who prizes mother's fingers from beer cans, one who wires pickups and ditches them in canyons, one who swaggers and stares stone-inducing stares before crossing over and driving to the hole. They have the sweet, easy hands and pray, if only briefly, for the clean, wet sound of ball releasing net. The one who has taken his uncle's prick in his mouth, the one who showers with his sister, who lie in bunks and weep as orphans and convicts must, they are silence in the backcourt, deadly from the perimeter. They are sly jukes and dishes, cuts and pivots. They are all sweat, hustle, break, forgetting minutes, hours, deaths they've inhaled, that well in their lungs and lift now off bodies acrid and salt-laden, lifting like the dust, red and hanging in the air until someone calls time and they're done and everything becomes what it was.